Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
And I'm joined now by Fionn Davenport, the travel writer and Lonely Planet author, for our ultimate guide to Christmas markets.
It's that time of year again.
The most wonderful time of the year.
It is the most wonderful time of the year.
So what makes Europe's Christmas market so special compared to anywhere else in the world?
Because the Christmas market is a European invention, and it goes back to the Middle Ages and the cities of the Hanseatic League. And so that idea of like the wooden chalet with like goods made out of wood and mulled wine and, you know, nice hot treats, that it's a tradition that goes back 500 years. And so it's been definitely commercialized and replicated across cities all over Europe, including cities that don't have a Christmas market tradition. But I think ultimately, I mean, it's easy to get cynical because a lot of the goods are made in China. They feel like you kind of buy the same stuff at every Christmas market. I think this is a great opportunity to visit beautiful cities in a winter setting. Some of them, really, our idea of Christmas is kind of designed with these Central European cities in mind. Is that like, you know, and if you had a little bit of snow and lights and all of a sudden you're like, ah, here.
Picture perfect.
Absolutely. So,
but are there certain cities or regions that offer a more authentic,
yes,
traditional Christmas markets?
Germany, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Austria, those cities of Central Europe, they are the ones that have. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some very nice ones in London, although they're overwhelmed, they're massive and packed. One in Edinburgh is nice. We've had some in Dublin that are okay. There was one in Dublin Castle, I think, was it last year? That was gorgeous. But really and truly is that, yeah, I mean, Cologne. So Cologne is your classic Christmas market city, okay? Now, it's not in my list here this year, but Cologne is like, you know, Gothic cathedral and then all these like stalls outside, and it's like...
And the backdrop of the cathedral,
yes,
is stunning.
Yes, gorgeous.
Okay, so what should people expect?
Well, I think, first of all, you should think of the size of the city that you want. So you could go to, sure, Berlin, Prague, etc. They have like multiple markets. It's not just one. And obviously, beyond the markets, these are world-class cities with museums, etc., etc. If you want something a little cozier, maybe a little easier, or not easier, but Strasbourg, Poznan, places like that, smaller places, they may be harder to get to, but they offer a slightly more gentle experience. Because, look, we'll talk about Berlin in a second, which has four markets, I think, but they get absolutely jammers. Like, it's not as if you're just going to be wandering alone and it's, you know, there's a lot of people. And yeah, so I think it's also for the smaller ones, as they might run for like less time, whereas traditionally they run from, say, this week right up until New Year into the 1st or 2nd of January. So,
okay, so let's start then,
Berlin,
with your number one, Berlin. Well, why Berlin?
It's first on my list. Well, look, an amazing city. Berlin is an incredible place. It has dozens of markets. So it's like from Gendarmen Market, Charlottenburg, there's Gelände, which is alternative and cool. And then, you know, bratwurst stands, craft stalls, you can do this for days. And that's before you start exploring one of the great, great cities of Europe. They've got some really nice offers. So like, for example, TUI has flights plus two nights in a four-star hotel from €197 per person. And that's, that actually went out on the 24th of November. But if you want to go, say, just after Christmas, it's €377, which is still not a horrible price. You know,
no, when you compare it to trying to go on a sun holiday at this time of year, good luck. Like,
absolutely,
around the Christmas period,
absolutely.
It's really,
and
really
the other thing as well is that if you are going with a package, if you're not going with a do-it-yourself, is make sure that the hotel, because, like, you know, Berlin is a massive city. So make sure that the hotel isn't like, you know, a 50-minute transfer from wherever you want to be. The classic, I said Cologne. I think Cologne for me is kind of the archetypal Christmas market city, but running at a close second is Prague.
Yes, I can imagine Prague being beautiful at Christmas time.
Yeah, well, it's your classic Christmas card scenery. You've got King Wenceslas You've got the castle, the square, the bridge, the King Charles Bridge. I mean, it's just, it's just gorgeous.
Beautiful architecture.
Beautiful architecture and gazillions of people. So Wenceslas Square is where the market takes place. And so what they do is that, yes, you get all of the tat that you get from that's manufactured elsewhere, but you also get a lot of Czech crafts. You get, so they had the, I can't pronounce it, Tredelník spit cake, it's called, which is a local cake. And then mulled wine, which you get everywhere. If you can't get mulled wine, don't bother going. I know that you're like nodding furiously.
No, you do need. I went to a Christmas market once.
Go on.
I went to Hamburg years ago, and? 20 years ago with my girlfriends. And number one, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we were not anticipating
indeed
how cold it would be in Germany at Christmas. And actually, after you go round the market once, there's really not much else to do.
In Hamburg?
Maybe we just didn't research the city enough. So outside of the Glühwein,
cool,
I don't know how many
know
glasses you can have. I'm sure we had plenty of them. But I do like the idea of having other elements of the city to explore, is what I'm saying.
And look, again, Hamburg. Hamburg's a very interesting place. It's a former industrial port town. Obviously, the Reefer Band is where the Beatles learned their craft for years and years in, what, 1962 or early 63. But it is a nice place. I think, like, there's a new winter route from Cork direct to Prague. So obviously there are flights from Dublin to Prague. So that makes it an option. I mean, look, Prague is busy and it'll be absolutely jam-packed. But there are some good deals to be had. The third city, Krakow in Poland, you've got an 800-year-old square hosting the market. Like, so everything. And again, so you get like that little kind of Polish thing. So you get pierogi, mulled wine, handmade candles, wooden carvings. Cassidy Travel has some nice December packages from that start at €225. It's a flight in a four-star hotel, and that's going out, say, the 8th of December. So what it'd be, so next week. So if you were wanted a last-minute trip, this is worth considering. What I would recommend with Krakow is to book an early morning tour just to get a sense of the city. It's not a big city, but it's a very beautiful and interesting city. And let's move on. Vienna.
Vienna.
Again,
so this, I think, would be one of my top choices because I like the idea of what the city offers.
So you like Vienna? Yes.
Yes, I haven't been, but I like the sound of it. So you know, I think there's something other than just the markets.
Yeah, so, I mean, Vienna's an extraordinarily beautiful and interesting city. So the Rathausplatz is where the market is, and it's all like kind of festive theatre. It's got like twinkling lights, steaming mugs. This is what you go to a Christmas market to experience. And here's the thing. You know the way you were cold in,
yeah, really
in Hamburg?
Cold. Like you had to drink a lot of mulled wine to warm up.
Or just bring thermals.
Oh yeah, I could have done that
coldest
too.
Coldest I've ever been in my life, and I have been to the North Pole. The coldest I've ever been is January in Amsterdam. For I don't know why. I was just like, how can it feel this cold?
And you're cold in your bones.
Like in, it's the cold that you feel that goes, I will never be warm again, ever, as long as I live. That kind of cold. And then my fifth on the list, Budapest.
Which I wasn't expecting.
Well, Budapest, again, is gorgeous. Like, there's at least three markets in Budapest. So they do things like really nice handmade decorations, jewellery and ceramics. Again, and I'm focusing on the local craft as opposed to the tat. And the langos is the food. So that's the kind of dumpling that you really want or cake that you want. Now,
what about the underrated, less crowded Christmas market?
Luxembourg
that you
City.
Think?
Oh. Luxembourg. It's the most overlooked, I think, capital in Europe. I mean, very obviously, it's, you know, it's a major EU capital, et cetera, et cetera. But it's a tiny, tiny UNESCO listed capital. And it really does feel like it's one of those places that is an afterthought for most people. I never thought I'd go to Luxembourg. So they've got like winter lights. They've got five market zones, very short queues, really, really nice stalls. Copenhagen. Now, I think Copenhagen, because it's Denmark, is a little pricier. But the Tivoli Gardens, I talked about them last year. Absolutely gorgeous. Bruges in Belgium, more than Brussels. Bruges.
Bruges is absolutely
in
beautiful.
Bruges. Yes, absolutely. Colin Farrell and Donald and Brendan Gleeson were so wrong. And then one of my favorite cities, Madrid. So you wouldn't imagine because Madrid.
See, that's a very different, I would
it's
have thought,
a very different
Christmas
kind
market
of experience.
Experience.
Yeah. So like going into. So Sunway has these two-night, four-star trips one to Madrid for 239 and then another one to Seville. So you can go like, now, you don't need your thermals in Seville. It will be like warm in December. If you wanted to go to England, I mean, sure, London. I mean, he who is tired of London, etc., etc., etc. Canterbury. Canterbury. Someone recommended Canterbury to me. Canterbury, beautiful city in Kent, like not far. Like flying to Gatwick, it's the closest airport. If you want to go Lapland, so
we're going on a big finish here, Fionn.
Rovaniemi in Finnish Lapland.
So this is a pricier option, I would imagine.
Yeah, but Lapland. I mean, taking the kids to see Santa, you know. And then finally, how about multiples? How about a Riviera cruise? Go on the Danube, okay, or the Rhine. Take a cruise and visit like three or four cities. Now, these are obviously by dint, is that like, so for example, Riviera Travel, four night full board cruise on the Rhine from 1,199 per person, departing Dublin next week, visiting Cologne, Rüdesheim and Koblenz.
Lovely.
See,
that sounds nice. Now
that's,
I'm interested.
There you
the
go.
Ferry you went out on
There's
the high, Fionn Davenport. Big finish
there you
is
go.
Right. Fionn Davenport, thank you so much. You put me in the mood for a Mulwein. Definitely. Happy Christmas.
Thank
in
you,
advance.
And you? Well, yes. Not yet, because yeah. I'm going to see you next week.
We'll see you next week.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.